Welcome to episode 72. I'm Stuart McCullough. I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health, we are scheduled to meet with the HR/IR managers this week on Wednesday. This meeting comes at a really critical time for bargaining in that we have concluded a heads of agreement with the Health Workers Union for an agreement for health and allied managers and admin. We are continuing to negotiate with respect to medical scientists covering dietitians, pharmacists and audiologists. And with respect to allied health professionals, we are still seeking to resolve the final few items to try and reach agreement in principle. In addition to that, there is also bargaining for dental therapists and dentists. We look forward to meeting with our community health members on Wednesday. With respect to health services, we have the last of our doctors' EBA forums. A big thanks to all those who have attended those forums and to those health services that hosted those forums. This last one will be at Box Hill, and that will be recorded. The video of that recording will be available through the VHAA website, particularly if you use your VHAA login. Go to the My IR page on the right-hand side. You'll find a tab for VHAA video links where you will find the EBA forum for the doctor's agreements. With respect to other matters occurring this week, there is a mental health reference group scheduled. There is a meeting of the Diversity Task Force also scheduled. That's the group that arises from the Health and Allied Agreement to discuss employment opportunities for those of an Indigenous background or those people with a disability. There's also a meeting for the first time of the Doctors SDPPWG. That is the first of many. The dates for the SDPPWG for doctors have been added to the calendar that people will find with their monthly IR report. And lastly, there is also a meeting of the Allied Health Professionals SDPPWG. It's come around again quite quickly in that the previous meeting had been rescheduled on a number of occasions. And that's it for this week's industrial roundup. As always, all of our activities are summarised on the VHAA community app.
There's some dudes in a bar with busted heads and broken jaws.
What hit them?
Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. And joining me for this week's discussion is workplace relations consultant Yvonne Erpus. Welcome, Yvonne.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yvonne, would you do the honours and reveal the clue for this week's discussion?
I can hardly wait.
So, for the benefit of those people who are listening to this podcast rather than watching, could you please describe the object?
It's a bread roll. It's a roll and it's got money. Monopoly money.
That's very specific.
Well, is it Monopoly money? Is it?
It is Monopoly. Well, it has Monopoly written on it. I've taken that directly from the petty cash tin. But
Great.
So based on that particular clue, what would you say that the subject for today's discussion is?
Well, it's payroll reference group. So that's a role. Payroll?
Payroll. That is absolutely... I think this is the first time that somebody's actually guessed correctly. I would like to provide an assurance to all members watching that we don't actually pay our staff with Monopoly money. This is purely for dramatic effect. So the payroll reference group, just to talk us through our reference groups generally and the payroll reference group in particular.
So this year, one of our commitments was we regularly wanted to meet with reference groups. So with that in mind, we have developed the VHIA payroll reference group.
So just speaking of reference groups generally, and for those people who aren't familiar with the reference groups, we've long had reference groups for our EBAs.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And those have been really important resources to give us advice and to participate through the bargaining process. We really rely on those groups to give us information and feedback and responses mm-hmm. as we work our way through bargaining. One of the things that we had done is that once bargaining was complete, is that all the reference groups were then maintained. And they've continued to meet during the life of the agreement to work through implementation mm-hmm. issues and will continue now to meet with regards to review issues. We have an overarching reference group, which is covering topics that spread across the different agreements. But we also have some particular discipline groups, such as allied health managers mm-hmm. have a reference group as well. But into that mix, we're bringing a new reference group, which is the payroll reference group.
That's exactly right.
So how did that come about?
It came about because we feel like we would like to support our payroll members more than what we have been, and involve them more in what we're doing and give them an opportunity to engage more with us. So with that in mind, we've established the VHA Payroll Reference Group, and that gives them a platform to both for us to engage with them and for them to engage with us.
That's a really important point. I think one of the things that certainly I've learnt is that the value of the reference group is not just for us to give information out, but for us to receive information.
That's right.
I really feel for payroll people who provide such a crucial job.
Indeed.
Within our health services, that they often receive outcomes, but don't have a chance to give their input ahead of time. And by having this regular, predictable opportunity, it's hoped that we can actually provide a mechanism by which that can occur.
Yep, for sure.
So practical terms, how often will that group meet?
The group will meet bi-monthly, but that is totally depending on the needs of the payroll group itself. So it could be more, it could be less. So, for example, when we have some pressing topics like upcoming public holidays or a new agreement's being implemented, it can be more often depending on what topics are relevant at the time.
Okay, so we'll be taking feedback from
Absolutely.
Our payroll reference group members as to the frequency of meetings.
Yes, because it's their group. So
it may well be that we have more regular meetings during a bargaining process, for example,
Absolutely.
To get their feedback.
Yep.
And how can people attend?
Members can attend either in person or via our go-to. But what we do suggest is that every so often we all do get together, as it gives everybody a great opportunity to network and to talk with their peers.
So as we develop a schedule of meetings for that group, we mm-hmm. might factor in a couple of in-person get-togethers.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
I think one towards the end of the year would be well deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For this particular group, I'm just mindful that for those who aren't familiar with GoTo meetings, mm-hmm. Which is a video conferencing system.
It is. Yes.
So for those people who aren't familiar with it, it's a system by which you can. You don't need to leave your health service in order to participate with this group.
That's right.
I'm very mindful that our rural and regional members are really familiar with that technology. It may not be as familiar to some other members, mm-hmm. But it's a way for us. We can share documents through that.
Yep.
We can. People can switch on their camera.
Although yes.
I have found that when we use GoToMeetings that people do tend to not turn on their camera. We do get requests sometimes
yes.
for us to not turn the camera on.
I know.
It's a little bit cruel in that respect, but the internet is a cruel, cruel thing.
It is.
Just in terms of how we've actually developed that group up, what's been the background?
We've modelled it on our previous models, so we've started off small, and now we're looking at expanding our payroll reference group.
So it's probably a practice that we've done with a number of groups where,
yes.
in order just to get a feel for how to run the group mm-hmm. and what its needs might be, we start with a small group of
that's
volunteers.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
We've started that. When did we start meeting with that group of volunteers?
Back in October 17.
So we've been doing a few meetings since that time. Mm-hmm. That's given us a bit of a sense for how to run those groups. And now that we've run it a few times with that small group.
Yep.
It's time to
expand.
It's time to get large.
It's time to get large. So this week we'll be sending out a bulletin inviting members to join our group and for expressions of interest. So, yep.
Terrific. And what can people expect in terms of, for instance, an agenda for those meetings?
2 weeks prior to the meeting, I'll be sending out an email inviting members to send us any relevant topics that they would like to discuss. And then the Friday before the meeting, we will email out the agenda.
Terrific. So what we're really doing is seeking input from the field.
Absolutely.
But this is a chance for people in payroll mm-hmm. to share both with us,
yes.
but also their peers who are
Absolutely.
Participating in that meeting
exactly.
and get feedback
yep.
from us and from other payroll people.
Yep. Yep.
Fantastic. And when we send out the agenda, if there are any documents or discussion papers,
yes. yep.
We'll be sending those out as well.
Yes, we will be. Yep.
And what are some of the topics that the group has discussed so far?
We have discussed public holidays. Agreement implementation, in particular casual long service leave for nurses. We have discussed back pay and overpayment issues.
I would anticipate more issues will come up during the review
Absolutely.
Process.
Mm-hmm.
So for those payroll people who may not be familiar with the review process, that's one of the four stages of bargaining where we seek to engage on issues that have arisen during the course of the agreement mm-hmm. about its implementation that yep. we want to improve.
Yep, that's right.
So it'll be a chance for payroll to have its input into that continuous improvement process
that's
as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of topics do you think the payroll group will raise?
I think depending on the time of the year, it could be public holidays, or if there's an upcoming salary circular, an increase, it could be something to do with that.
I think the other benefit of having that group is it'll just enable us to be clearer with payroll about
yeah.
when they can expect certain things.
Of course.
Maybe we can develop some materials where we publish our timeframes and,
yeah,
and all that
of
sort
course.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a,
yeah.
a great chance to engage and actually just develop what it is that we're giving to that group.
Well, exactly, because this group really is all about them and what we can do better for them.
Very good point.
Yeah.
So how long do you think the meetings will run for?
Generally, they run for about 1.5 hours, but it could be more, could be less, depending on the relevant topics discussed at the time.
I think the predictability is an important thing, mm-hmm. that people can plan their participation.
Yes, of course.
That they'll have a set of dates for the year, which we'll come to in a moment.
Yes.
So where will the meetings be held?
The meetings will be held at VHIA in our offices, and that is at 88 Maribyrnong Street here in Footscray. There is plenty of on-street parking available, both in Maribyrnong Street and in Parker Street at reasonable rates.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're spruiking there for the car parking.
No, not really.
So
just
parking,
trying to make it easy for members.
There's parking here, but we do certainly support people utilising the GoTo meetings.
Sure, because of course.
We certainly want rural and regional people to be able to participate. And we
yep.
know that of all the groups that payroll can really struggle to get away from
yep.
their health service
Absolutely.
Meetings from time to time. Okay, so when will the meeting generally be held?
Meetings are generally held on the last Thursday of the month at 2 p.m.
And I think it's just worth talking about how we want to communicate that with that group. So it's not just about establishing the meeting, but it's mm-hmm. also about establishing a platform for sharing with that group through the VHA Community App.
On the 13th of February last year, we created the VHIA Community App. And now within that VHIA Community App, we have set up the Payroll Reference Group app. So if members are interested, they can have a look at payroll at the podcast 6, which outlines all the information you need to join our VHIA payroll reference group app.
So just in terms of that, and for people who aren't aware or haven't utilised that technology yet, because
yep.
we want more and more people to utilise
sure
that technology,
do.
people can find instructions about how to download that just through the website.
Yes,
so if
they
you
can.
Go to the website
yes.
And you'll see one of the tabs at the top, you'll find stuff about the app, which has detailed instructions,
it does.
A link to that podcast.
It does, yes.
If you have lost your password, let us know, we'll get you a new password.
We will.
So just in terms of the payroll group on the VHA Community app, will that be by invitation?
It will be. So after members do register their interest, after the bulletin is sent out this week, we will then be sending out invitations for them to join our payroll reference group app.
So if I listen closely, I think I can still hear some people sort of expressing sort of mystification at what the VHA Community app does. For those who haven't seen it, it is effectively a private Facebook page. It's a social media device, it's a platform. There is a general feed, but there are also groups. You can select which groups are of interest to you. You can also be invited onto some reference groups, for example, mm-hmm. and we'll be issuing the invitation to those people who express interest to join that group.
Yep.
But it'll be a way to get particular information from us, to share information with others, including
yes.
questions and answers.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just in terms of future projects.
Future projects, we will be establishing a VHIA payroll reference group for community health because
okay.
they have certain issues that are specific to community health and we want to support them in any way we can.
Great, so we'll replicate the same kind of
Absolutely.
Process
yep.
for community health,
yeah.
establishing regular, predictable opportunities to talk about payroll issues.
Yes, we will.
Fantastic.
Yep.
In terms of the dates for this year?
Sure. So the future meeting dates are the 26th of July 2018, and then there will be 27th of September 2018 and 23rd of November 2018. And then, wait for it, we have an extra special meeting in December, on the 6th of December, to discuss public holidays.
So in terms of public holidays, for or against?
Well, for me, but against...
against.
Against, really.
Well, spoiler alert there.
Yeah.
Just in terms of meeting dates. So we've got the meeting dates set for the rest of the year.
We do, and we have an extraordinary meeting in December to discuss the upcoming Australia Day public holiday, which I'm sorry to say falls on a weekend. So a little bit of trickiness ahead.
When will people learn?
No, I don't know.
Just in terms of what people can expect, though, in future years, is that we'll be publishing dates for the upcoming year as we move into 2019.
Yes,
when we get to the start of 2019, members of the payroll reference group will know all of their meetings.
Yes.
And for those people who aren't on the payroll reference group and are, for example, part of our HRIR management group, those dates will be in the calendar that features in the IR report that we publish every month. For those people who are in payroll who don't know what the IR report is, it's a summary of all the activities for each agreement. And we also publish that through the general feed on the community app so that those people in payroll will have access to that information also.
Perfect.
Yvonne, thank you for introducing everyone to the new payroll reference group. We look forward to that meeting on a regular basis, and we really look forward to the input from payroll people to make our agreements better.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you. There's a girl that's so fine with stars in her eyes. Who did you love and who loved her? Showtime!